Now that Republicans in the North Country's 21st congressional district have decided that Elise Stefanik will run on the party's line, attention has swung to the other candidates. Democrat Aaron Wolf has been criticized as an outsider like Stefanik, so Matt Funicello of the Green Party is trying to appeal to voters as the true homegrown candidate. Brian Mann has this profile.
The first sense I get from Matt Funicello sitting at a picnic table outside a health food store in Lake Placid is that this is a guy having a great time. The Green Party candidate from Glens Falls throws out big ideas the way other politicians throw out talking points. Here he is talking about the future of military spending in the U.S. and the future of Fort Drum near Watertown.
We need to, though, look at the military and the prison industrial complex as huge mistakes. That's not an investment in a future, and it's not sustainable. I'm not going to get elected to Congress and shut down Fort Drum. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying we need to have the conversation about how are we going to collectively change so the military-industrial complex is not the way we resolve economic issues. That, to me, is ridiculous.
Another idea that comes up again and again when Funicello talks is the role of money and corporations in politics. The noisy, often bitter Republican primary that just ended saw hundreds of thousands of dollars pour into the district from Washington, D.C. Funicello says he refuses to accept any support from super PACs or corporate donors.
And you have wealthy millionaires simply buying the seat. Those people can't ever represent us. They don't live here. They don't really care about us. They're just repaying their corporate campaign donations.
Funicello is running what, by modern standards, is less than a bare-bones campaign. So far, he's spent just $5,000, he says. But he's hoping voters will relate to his message and his personal story as a small businessman, owner of the Rock Hill Bakehouse in Glens Falls, campaigning in the hours after he gets off work.
I just worked, you know, a 10-hour day today, and then I drove up to Lake Placid. Matt Doheny and Elise Stefanik and Aaron Wolf aren't doing that. They don't need to work.
In the past, the Green Party has often seen spirited but eccentric campaigns in the North Country, racking up relatively few votes. This year, Funicello hopes to have a bigger impact on the race.
I'm honestly running to win.
Still, Funicello is already facing questions, even from some of his supporters, about the idea that he could drain key votes away from Democratic candidate Aaron Wolf. Funicello says the whole spoiler issue is a non-starter. He says he's disgusted with the Democratic Party and says he has no interest helping documentary filmmaker Aaron Wolf get elected.
Do I believe Aaron Wolf is going to go to D.C.? Is he going to all of a sudden start supporting single-payer health care and sustainable infrastructure within the park and a public works program and a reduction of our military spending? God, no. I would look at it the other way around. Is Aaron Wolf the kind of guy who's got that fire and that desire and that motivation to do that? I don't see that in him at all. I know I've got it because I'm angry. I'm angry in a nice way. I want to make some change.
Funicello acknowledges that he has a tough climb, in part because he'll be outspent heavily by his opponents, but also because he's carrying messages that are certain to be controversial, including that argument that spending on military programs and prisons should be slashed. Both of those industries provide thousands of jobs in the North Country. Funicello says he's confident voters in the 21st District are ready for what he describes as straight talk about the need for change, about the possibility of shifting the North Country's economy in profound ways.
For New York Public Radio, I'm Brian Mann.